This is the Social Workers Introspective, providing an up-close view of the role and impact of social work in our community. I'm Dave Smith. In this special series, we're speaking with area social workers and social work students about the field of social work, why they've chosen this field, and what it would mean if we did not have social workers.
My name is Lindsay Shanklin, and I'm a senior social work major at Hardin Simmons. Social work is a profession in which you get to help people who might otherwise not be able to help themselves. It's a very wide field. Basically, you can work pretty much anywhere.
What aspect or branch of social work are you studying?
Well, I'm studying just general practice, but I plan to work in hopefully gerontology social work.
Will you elaborate on what that is?
That's working with older adults.
Or older adults like?
Like?
End of life or?
Not necessarily. Just elder people, you know, like, well, if you're going by what the government says, then you say like 65 or older.
Okay. What kind of needs does gerontology social work provide for people?
Well, it depends. If you're working in hospital setting, then it would be geared towards more like that. It could be like adult protective services or working in a nursing home.
What is it about the 65 and older crowd that is appealing to you?
You know, I'm not really sure. I've just always felt like that's something I've wanted to do. There's no real connection I have in my life that I've done. It's just something I've always thought that's where I'd like to work someday.
Have you been working in that?
I'm an intern in Adult Protective Services. I've been there since August. I like it.
What are some of your favorite things about working with older people?
I don't know, just they have a lot of life, and it's just fun to get to know them, and I like it a lot. It's fulfilling.
Why do you want to be a social worker? Why are you studying this?
Do you want the whole story?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my freshman year of high school, I went to a Big Spring State Hospital, and they were just telling us about all the different kind of employees that they have, and social work was one of them, and I don't really know why. Maybe it was the fact that you don't have to go to school forever for it, but I just really was drawn to that, and it was like, you get to help people, and you get to just, I don't know, study people, and I'm really into that. I like to see why people like to do things and stuff like that. I just, ever since then, I was like, I'm going to be a social worker, and that's just what I've always wanted to do ever since then. Like, everything we learned about social work, I'm like, oh, I want to be that kind of social worker. Oh, I want to be that kind of social worker.
Why did you pick Abilene to come to school?
Well, I'm not really sure. I was already accepted to another school and decided I didn't want to go there anymore and applied in June and got accepted and came in August.
Wow. So you'd already been accepted somewhere else and you just...
Mm-hmm. Was already in, like, their social work program there and in their honors program. And I was like, that's not what I'm supposed to do. And my twin sister was already going to Hardin Simmons, and I was like, I think I want to go there too, and applied, and here I am.
Who have been some influential people for you in the social work field?
Definitely, probably everybody said this, but Mr. Cole and Mrs. Milliron, they have a never-ending amount of knowledge that they love to share with us, and they've really been amazing guiding lights for me. Like, any question I have, even about like grad school applications, anything, they are more than willing to help, and they know what they're talking about. I guess my field instructor, Randa Tyner, she really knows what she's doing. It's crazy.
Podcasts of the first and second season of the Social Workers Introspective available at our website, www.kacu.org. Tune in Wednesdays and Fridays in the month of March for the Social Workers Introspective, only on community-supported KACU 101.9.